Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, I'm tired of sneaking around with her. All right, we'll get into that in just a little bit. But right now, it's time for the prank phone call. Junior is in for the nephew. What you got for us, Junior?
Oh, do I get any of his check? Lord. Okay. Today's prank is...
That's a Steve question.
Stuff is draining. I can't remember this. You spent some of my credit card, I think. Yeah, you spent some of my credit card. There it is. Run it, Cat. Oh, he got to come in here someday.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Anthony. Anthony.
Yeah, this is he.
Anthony, this is Jay Will. I'm the bartender here at the club.
Yeah, man, I've been calling y'all all week, man, about my card.
Yes, I got your card. You actually, you must have left it here Saturday night, is that right?
Yeah, man, look, I left it up there Saturday, man, but I've been calling y'all all week, man, trying to get my card.
We don't normally come back in until Thursday or Thursday morning. We get the liquor ready for Thursday night, so nobody's actually here. I just happen to be coming.
Yeah, I understand that, man, but y'all run your business, man. Y'all got to get somebody to start answering the phones, man. I need my card all week.
Right,
where y'all at right now so I can go pick up my card? Y'all at the club?
No, I'm not. I just left the club, actually. I'm actually almost home, but I do have your card with me.
Oh, wait. You got my card with you?
Yes, I have your credit card.
Why you took my car to the house?
Well, I saw all the messages that you left on the machine, so I'm assuming that if I reached out to you, maybe we could meet up and I could actually help you out and get it to you before Thursday.
Yeah, but that's cool, man, but I could have just met you at the club. If you saw my call, you should have just called me back. I could have came right over to the club, man. I mean,
okay, well, I apologize. I got a lot of running around to do, but if you don't mind coming out and picking it up from me here at the house, you know, I'd make sure okay. I get it to you.
Okay, cool. Well, look, check this out. What's your address, man, so I can just come over there to you right now? I'm going to put it in GPS and run over there.
Okay, it's...
Hold on.
Right, street.
All right. Is it... All right, cool. Well, look, man, you there now? Because I can just shoot over there right quick. And I slide you a little something, man, for taking care of it, man, because I really need my car, man. I got some urgent business I need to take care of. So I just shoot you a little something when I get over there. And I appreciate it again, man.
Okay. Well, you know, I appreciate you, you know, wanting to slide me something. And since you said that, you know, maybe you don't have to, because I ran into a little jam, man, and hopefully you'll be understandable about it. But I ran into a little jam, and I actually had to use your car.
Hold on. Wait. You said what?
Well, I got into a little situation, and I actually had to use your car.
Use my car.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, I'll be able to give it back, pay it back to you.
Man,
you
know what I'm saying? Use my car. What the hell y'all got kind of operation y'all got going on over there, man? Use my car for what? I closed my tab out on Saturday night, man.
Yeah, you closed your tab out, you know, and like I said, I was going through a little bit of a situation. I needed some gas, so I used it for that, and my little girl needed some uniforms for her school, and I my check hadn't come from the club yet, but as soon as
slow down, bro. You put gas and you buying somebody children some clothes on my car?
Right, and I had to get my car out of the shop. So, I mean, once I...
Come on, your car out the shop. Man, let me tell you something, man. You with my family, man. You with my family money, man. I'll you up for that, bro. Don't play for that, man. I'm going to tell you what, man. I'm going to find a police report, man. I'm going to... You up, man. You need to have my car.
I can, Mr. Anthony, please, just calm down, man. I know it's a little...
No, ain't no calm down, nothing.
But at least...
I got a family, man. I got my own kids to take care of.
But at least I'm telling you what happened, and you're not...
I don't give a damn what you're telling me. You should have used my car. My car should have been at the club where I left it at.
I can pay you back in payments, man. Every week
I... Damn it. I want my money, and I want my car back. I'm going to bust your... That's what it's going to be.
Sir,
that's what it's going to be.
If your car was that important, you wouldn't have left it at the club.
Man, I don't give a damn people leave their car all the time.
Well, if you wouldn't have been so...
The girl had my car the whole time. Said she was going to save it for me and give it to me. And I signed my thing and she didn't give it to me.
If you wouldn't have been so drunk, you wouldn't have left your car at the club.
Hold on. Nobody f***ed up, man. I had two drinks, man. But that don't excuse the fact I had some friends and business I need to leave. But that don't excuse you to use my... car, man.
I understand that,
man,
but I'm telling you,
man, where you at right now, man? Where you at? You at this address?
Yes, I am.
I'm on the way over there, man, and I'm telling you what, man, if you don't have my car and my money when I get there, I'm going to bust your wide open.
I understand. It took me $400 to get my car out the shop.
$400? Out of my car?
Well, no, it was actually $600 on your car because I had to get the other stuff that I told you about. But
You crazy. You done f***ed up. That's what you done. You done really messed up, man. Hey, look, man, that's my wife. That's me and my wife joint savings account, man. That's for my kids. I got two kids to take care of, man. I don't know what type of game you trying to run, man, but I promise you this. I got something for you. I want all my money on my account. And if any money, I'm telling you right now, I swear to God.
I've already told you that I've used this money. What do you mean if it's not there? It's not there.
Okay.
I've used
that's
it,
cool.
Anthony.
Hey,
but
man,
I'm asking you to
something.
Let me put a paper.
Let me tell you something. I swear to God right now, I promise. Woo, I swear, if you don't have my together when I get over there, I'm going to put my hands on you, man. And I don't know who you think you're playing with, man. I don't play these boy games. I hope I don't think this is going to go. I'm going to sue the pants off that. I'm going to sue the black off that. I want my car, and I want my money. Real tough. If my money ain't back on my car, by the time I get over there, got the cash in my hand, by the time I get over there, we're going to have a real serious problem. And I'm done talking.
Hello?
Hey, you ain't got to call me. I'm already on the way. I swear to God, let my money be off my car. Let my not be there. I hope it's not right. And I'm going to you up, man. I'm telling you right now, I put my right hand to God on my daughter right now. If my money ain't on my car, if the card ain't in my hand, with my money in my hand when I get over there, don't even worry about it. I'm on the way over there. I'll be there in less than 10 minutes.
I want to be honest about this. Somebody actually gave me your card.
What?
Somebody actually gave me your card.
Somebody gave you my card. It's cool. I don't give a damn who gave you the card. It's your that I'm seeing when I get over there. So that's fine. I hope y'all had fun with the little game y'all play. That's fine. That's cool. Man, I ain't got time to play these Mickey Mouse games with you.
The other person has the card.
Who the got my card? man. He ain't gonna tell me running around with y'all.
Okay, do you have something you can take his name down so I can
take his name down, man? I want to know without my car, man.
Okay, the guy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, he has your car. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, you just got a prank.
Oh, man, come on, man. I got my real money on that car, man. Come on, man.
Hey, man, your boy.
My wife been asking about this car all weekend, man.
He said you've been calling the club every single 10 minutes.
Man, my wife ain't let me leave this down, man. She hot. He can't even pull that money off of this morning. I don't know, man. It's
hey,
serious out here, man.
Hey, let me ask you something. What's the baddest radio show in the land, baby?
Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, man. Let me tell you something. That dude said, hey, man, I'm done talking. I'm on the way over there. Hey, man, I swear for God, my right-handed God on my daughter, if I get over there and you ain't got my card and you ain't got my money on that card right there, that's going to be a problem. Yeah. I'm going to lay hands on you, dog. Right, hey, dog.
Man, it's too bad. Dog, it's too.
Hey, dog. Hey, this is his reaction. This $600, man.
Yeah.
And the fact that you playing him.
Yes.
But the real problem is his wife is on his back about this card. Mm-hmm. Man, I got these two kids I got to take care of, man. You. This me and my wife's joint savings.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay, dude. You
did what? In the words of Rihanna, B better have my money. That's all.
Oh my God. He said, man. He said, you ain't got the call back. I'm already on the way.
Yeah. It's good. Just don't worry about it.
Gangster. He was.
No, he was for real.
No, for real. You ain't got the call back.
All right, coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter subject. I'm tired of sneaking around with her. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.